God, and I just thank the Lord for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're rejoicing and certainly glad in it. Mighty, mighty, mighty good God we serve. All right, well, tonight we're going to be talking about God orders our steps. God orders our steps. And, you know, I thank God as I begin to do a study on this, and the Lord just begin to reveal to me what it means for God to order our steps. You'll find me in the book of Psalm, the 37th chapter, the 23rd through the 24th verses. And I'm going to be reading from the Living Bible. That's Psalm 37, 23 to 24. And it reads, "The steps of a good man are ordered or directed by the Lord. He delights in each step they take. If they fall, it isn't fatal, for the Lord holds them with his hand." Praise God. And I'll tell you, that's a blessing right there, just to know the steps of a good man, an obedient man, and a man that loves the Lord with his heart, whole heart. God directs. His steps are directed by the Lord. Amen. And then it says, God delights in each step that we take. Amen. That's because we're living a life to please God, to glorify him, God takes delight in that. And then it says, if they fall, if we make a mistake, it isn't fatal. It isn't the end of the road. Everything is not doomed, but God loves us so much that he holds us. He has us in his hand. And, you know, Jesus prayed, and he asked the Father, he said, "Father, you know, keep them, every one that you've given me. Lord, I pray that not one of them is taken from me, and not it doesn't slip out of my hand." So if God has his hands on us, and if he's holding you, some parts of the scriptures talk about God upholds us with his righteous right hand. We know we can make it. When it talks about steps of a good man, let's talk about that, what it means, a good man. So we understand that we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We understand that all men are born sinners and that we need forgiveness, God's forgiveness, and we need the shed blood of Jesus Christ to redeem our souls from a burning hell. Amen. You don't hear people talk about that much. But had it not been for the shed blood of Jesus Christ, there would be no remission of sin. Say amen to that. But God orders our steps. And again, Mark 3:23 says, "All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. But because of this, there's no good in men and nothing good within ourselves that we can boast about. But we understand, because it's a gift of God through the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ, that we are being made justified, free by his grace," hallelujah, "through his shed blood of Jesus." Glory to God. That's enough to give God praise, hallelujah, praise and glory right there, knowing that we have eternal life. The scripture we're reading now in 1 John, the 5th chapter, one of the scriptures says that we know that you may know that you have eternal life through Jesus Christ, through the Son of God, hallelujah, whom God has given for the redemption of sin. Praise God. See, we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. The scripture tells us in Romans, it says, "Moreover, those he predestined, he also called." And then it goes on to say, "And those he called, he also justified." And then that's not the end of that. He said, "And then those whom God justified, he also glorified." Praise God. In other words, the basis of our justification is in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the mediator between God and man. Without Christ, blood applied to our lives, there would be no remission of sin. And this just lets us know how we get to the point where God can be pleased with us and he can delight in us, and because he orders the steps of a good man. For God, it pleased the Father to make Jesus sin for us all. See, Jesus knew no sin. There was no guile found in his mouth. And that he made him sin so that we might be made the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory, glory to God. So I just wanted to lay that basis right there, talking about how the steps of a good man, that what makes us a good man, it's only because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. No good in us. There is no good in us other than the blood of Christ that's applied to our lives. Glory to God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And that it just shows us that God has given direction as to the way his people should walk, how we should live our lives, how we should love one another, how we should treat people. God's word is our roadmap for the Christian life, for living a Christ life, dedicated life as unto God. Everything that God wants for you and I to know is found within the covers of the Word of God. Hallelujah. See, every situation you can think of, God has given direction as to how we should respond and deal with it. Sometimes we enter into certain things and we don't say, God, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I can't even see my way through. I don't even see no glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel. But we can look in the Word of God. God has the answer for us through his Word, through his written Word. And remember, God's Word is quick, and it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's discerning. It's able to discerning even between the marrow of the bone. It knows the heart. The Word of God, the Spirit can get between the heart and the marrow of the bone. It knows what we're thinking even before we get ready to thinking. Hallelujah, to think it. Hallelujah. All that we need is in the Word of God. And see, that's why the Scripture tells us to study to show ourselves approved. And you'll find that in 2 Timothy 2 and 15. He already told us, study to show thyself approved unto God, not unto man, but unto God. Hallelujah. See, and then that way you'll be a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, because through the Holy Spirit and revelation of the power of God, we'll be able to rightly divide the word of truth. Know the truth, and the truth will set us free. What is truth? It's the Word of God. It's the unadulterated Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why they're saying, order my steps. And the Scripture says, order my steps, or establish my steps in your Word, O God. And let not any iniquity have dominion over me. And you know, David began to pray that. God, direct me, establish me, settle me in your word. Hallelujah. And he said, deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep your precepts. I'll keep your word. I'll keep your law. Hallelujah. He understood that. He understood that, that in the word of God, that there is a hiding place for the people of God. In the word of God, there is deliverance through his word. Hallelujah. See, the Scripture tells us, heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall never, ever pass away. That's why it's so important to study that word, to know that word. That's why it's important that you bring your Bibles to church, you read for yourself so that you know it. And that's why David said, thy word, God, I've hid your word in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. David also understood that the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We don't have to stumble around in darkness when we know the word of God. For the scripture says, we are the lights of the world and we're the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. The word tells us who we are in Christ. It tells us that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us and gave himself for us. Then let us know that we can make it. We don't have to be bowed down to the depression and to the things that man, the heaviness and the weights and the burdens that the man puts on us. Look at what's happening in our world today. Just look at that. Look how people go into get ready to buy food and mind their own business and shopping in the market, and someone comes in and just opens up fire on them. But my God, when we hear about all these things, yes, it's heavy. It's a heavy thing. But we know that God is still in control. We'll say, well, why did you let that happen? Well, we don't know all the information about why things happen, but we know what it is concerning the people of God. Because in the Word of God, it said that all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are the called. Are you the called of the Lord? Are you called according to God's purpose? Or are you called according to your purpose? Are you going ahead and ordering your own steps? And you find out when you order your own steps, there's a problem. That the things don't work out exactly right. We don't have any assurance in our own steps. That's why the scripture says, lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge God in all your ways. He promised, hallelujah, to direct our path. Order my steps, O God. Direct my steps in your word. Let me tell you, allowing God to order your steps, it comes only by faith in what the word of God says. It comes by faith in hearing the word of God. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. And it takes faith to just say, Lord, I've tried it my way. Now, God, I'll allow you order my steps. Direct me, Lord. I'll wait on you. I won't step ahead of you. I won't be behind you. But, God, I will wait on you. Hallelujah. Wait on the direction. Are you trying to make a decision? Wait on God. He will direct you. He will order your steps. And not only that, you, whatever your vision is, never stop dreaming. The Bible tells us, write your vision. Write whatever that you feel in your spirit that your God is showing you. He's revealing you. Write the vision. Make it plain. Hallelujah. And if that vision is of God, you can be assured that God will provide you with provision to carry out that vision. Oh, isn't that blessed? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're saying that it takes faith to just understand that God has got it in control. No matter what you're going through, God has it in control. He hasn't forgotten you. And it also takes faith, just by faith, to accept the word of God, to know his word is true, to know that I have to stand on the word of God because it's the only means of guaranteed means for victory and success in your life today, amen, and in my life, and reaching your destiny, hallelujah, and having what God has for you. See, allowing God to order your steps. See, this is important. Don't miss it. Allowing God to order your steps will usher you into his very presence. Because why? Because you says, God, here I am. I'm listening, and I'm searching your word. And the Bible says, the day you seek me with your whole heart, he says, then you're going to find me. Hallelujah. And see, it ushers you into his presence as he fulfills the plans, as you see the plans for your individual life unfold. Oh, yes, God has plans for each and every one of us, and it's designed specifically for you. Praise God. It was designed for you before the foundation of the world. Glory, glory, glory to God. That is awesome. Hallelujah. See, steps made in your own will and is based on lack of knowledge or rebellion, and it always leads to destruction. Hallelujah. But our plans may seem to work for a while, but after a while, when the axe falls, the hurt and the pain is indescribable. He said, I've been there, done that. I'd rather wait on God. Let God order your steps. Hallelujah. Remember the word of the Lord that was spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. And he said this to the priests and to the prophets and all those people that were still carried away by the Babylonians. He said in Jeremiah, I believe it is, hallelujah, 29:11, he says, for I know the thoughts. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, and to give you an expected end. In other words, I know the plans I have for you. I know how I'm going to direct you. I know how I'm going to order your steps in my word. In other words, let God work it out. Hallelujah. Acknowledge him. Let him direct your path. And he says, I will bring you to an expected end with great success. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen. And see, the second attribute is that God delights in the way of the good man. That's the other part of that scripture. It says, and he delights in each step that we take. Oh, yes, he delights in that. See, when we walk upright before the Lord in accordance with his word, in the word of God, it makes God's heart happy. Hallelujah. God begins to get happy about that. Because why? Because we're walking in obedience to his word. Hallelujah. And we can come, at that point, we can come boldly before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. As we come before his presence. Hallelujah. With singing and thanksgiving and with a joyful heart, with a pure heart, we can come boldly before the throne of grace. And we can let our requests be made known. Amen. Are we on this dream team line tonight? Oh, yes, we're on this dream team line to let our requests be made known, that we can enter in boldly and freely to the throne of grace. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus. Why? Because the word of God says so. Amen. And when we understand that even though things don't seem to be working as fast as we want to, or we seem to can't really accomplish things as fast as we want to, but know this. The scripture says that better is a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. See, it's in his heart a man plans his course. Mm-hmm. But the Lord determines his steps. I'm going to say that again. See, in man's heart, he plans his course. I got a plan. This is what I want to do. But it's the Lord who determines the steps that he takes. And see, when we allow, let go and let God, Lord, you determine my steps. Here's what I like to do. And here's where I see I am. God knows that anyway. But he wants you to allow him, take a step back and fall back on his word and stand on his word. No matter what comes and goes, let the Lord determine your steps. And if we fall down, we can get up again because the Lord lifts us up. He reestablishes our footing. He lets us know that you are not utterly cast down. We might fall down, but we get up again. Oh, yes, because it's the love of God. God already invested his love in us, and God never leaves us. Understand, he never forsakes us, but he's with us always, even to the end of the world. So no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And while we're waiting on God, sometimes that's the hardest thing to do, to wait on God. Lord, I'm waiting on you. I'm looking for the answer. But we have to be patient and let patience have her perfect work in us, knowing that God is ordering our steps. We become that good man that God delights in, God ordering your steps. He's directing your life. He's guiding your life. Hallelujah. So how can we fail? How can we go down when God is ordering and he's orchestrating every area of your life? And, you know, I think about it. Sometimes, this is an example, there are people today that have entered into marriages and relationships that, if the truth be told, they would say, I wish I had waited on the Lord. I just wish I had just taken the time to just acknowledge God and says, God, is this the person you want me to have? Is this the direction that I should go in? They realize that I wish I had taken that, and they wouldn't have gone through so much turmoil and distress had they waited on God. Hallelujah. Understand, Peter understood that. You know what? When Peter got in distress, when on the water, as long as he kept his eyes stayed on Christ, he was able to walk on the water. He was able to do the impossible. But when he began to take his eyes off of him, he found that he was sinking. He was drowning. But he had sense enough to say, Lord, help me. He cried out. And this lets us know we have to do the same thing. Don't let pride keep you from crying out to God and say, Lord, help me. I made a mistake. I've fallen down. God, save me. Amen. Glory to God. And he hears your cry. When you seek him with your whole heart, yes, God will hear you. And in that instance with Peter, he cried out to the Lord. And the Lord reached his hand out, and he saved him. And certainly, the scripture says, Jesus says, look, my arm is not too short where I can't reach down and grab you and take you from the gutter, hallelujah, and take you to the palace, hallelujah. But my ears, they're not stopped up. I'm not so hard of hearing. I hear your cry. And when we know that God hears our cry, and that's another scripture we're reading even every night in 1 John. We're reading that scripture. God hears our petition. And when we know he hears our petition, God will answer our prayer. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my time is going fast. Listen, the scripture says, when a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace and live at peace with him. Are your ways pleasing to God? Are you walking in the peace of God that passes all understanding? Hallelujah. It says, when a man's ways, glory to God, are pleasing, glory to God. We have to be sure that our lives are lining up with the Word of God. We're learning. This is a growing step by step. This is a growing process. To know the Word of God and walk therein in that Word. So remember to allow God to be in the driver's seat in your life. Oh, yes, I like to put it that way. Let him drive. Let him order your course. Let him decide, okay, we're going to take this route, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to go in. Listen to him. You'll feel it. You'll know it in your spirit. Hallelujah. Let God direct you. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Let God order and direct your path. No matter how things look or may seem, remember all things, God said, are working out, working together for your good to those who love the Lord and who are called according to God's purpose. So God orders our steps. Praise God. That's the word for tonight. I hope you've been blessed like that. Hallelujah. God has a set path, a distinct path for us, a distinct destination from every one of us. Be sensitive to his word. Be sensitive to getting that word and hear God's word for you. Amen. This is an individual thing. God will order your steps. Let's pray. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. We pray for certainly everyone we have on the prayer list. And we have an extensive list, as we say every week. And we mean that because we leave the names on the prayer list. We pray. We go before God, you and I, and all that's on this line. And even after we hang up this line, we are praying. We are interceding on behalf of you all, on behalf of the requests that we have. But special prayer was going up tonight for Robert and Gladys Cordell. Special prayer for healing for them. Special prayer for the bereaved family, Sister Dorothy Pear and her family. She lost her husband last night. And only a couple weeks ago, she just lost her sister. And so we know that we can intercede on behalf of her. God knows the heart. He knows how to comfort. Amen. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And we're also interceding on behalf of Mr. Leroy Brown's family. He lost his father. We are just praying. There's just so much going on. We're praying on behalf of all the victims and the families of those who were killed. Their lives were taken away from them. Oh, it's so much that we I can go to God before, because it's so much going on in our world. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give your name praise and we glorify you, God. You're so worthy to be praised, God. We just thank you, God, because you have given us protection. We thank you for your shed blood, hallelujah, that is just as powerful today as it was even over 2,000 years ago. Your blood has never, ever lost its power. Father, we pray that we are continually, that we will stay covered under your blood tonight, Father. You said in your word, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, help us to pay attention, and Lord, to seek to just keep ourselves in that secret place. And those that have not found that secret place, God, I pray even tonight that you would just open their eyes. Holy Spirit, speak, God, to each and every one that hears this word tonight, that God, that they will receive the power of the Holy Spirit that will lead and guide them. Father, because you have given us another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, that is here to lead and to guide us and to direct us in truth. And your word is truth tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for giving your only begotten Son, Jesus, who came, hallelujah, that we may have life and that we can have life more abundantly. Father, we thank you for your forgiving grace. We thank you, Lord, for your mercies that were brand new for each and every one of us this morning. Father, we just praise you, Lord. Oh my God, as we gone through the course of this day, God, you have dispatched angels. Each one of us have angels that you have assigned, Father. You assigned to us, oh God, that you are ordering our steps. We pray, God, we praise you right now. You're ordering our steps in your word, God, that we may have the understanding, that we may know that we have eternal life, God, through Jesus Christ. God, we just bless your name. We will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise, oh God, shall continually be in our mouth. God, we thank you, God, that we can do all things through Christ, who has given us strength tonight. God, we thank you, Lord, that we can pray your word tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, God, because you have caused us to enter into to life tonight, to enter into peace, God, to enter into understanding of your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, for ordering ordering our steps, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for aligning us up with your word. Fix us, Lord. Make us where we need to be. Forgive us, Lord, things we might have said that we shouldn't have said. Oh, my God, we ask for forgiveness right now. God, if there's someone that we need to go back to and say, I'm sorry, God, help us right now to break the pride, to break, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will humble ourselves tonight under your mighty hand. Hallelujah, God, that you will exalt us in due time. You will bring us up in due season. You will establish us, oh, Father God, in your word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord. Oh, my God, we just thank you, God, because you are so good. You're so kind to us. You're so patient with us, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, God, for justifying us, to making us though as though we've never sinned, God. God, you have given us your shed blood, Jesus, that we are justified by faith, hallelujah, to be called a child of God. We bless you for that, Father. Father, we ask that you touch a bereaved heart. Touch, Lord, send comfort, Lord. Lord, strengthen, God. Let them know that you are their refuge, you are their strength, that they can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Hallelujah. That you'll never leave us, you'll never ever forsake us. God, give them a peace that passes all understanding, God. Those that need healing on this line tonight, those, God, that their bodies are racking with pain, God, Father, Lord, we believe, God, that by your stripes, they are healed according to your word, God. We stand on your word. You said that healing is the children's bread. We accept our healing, God. We thank you, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord. Your word says that in your body that you bore our diseases. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We just ask for deliverance. Those that need deliverance from bad habits, God, set them free, Father. For you said he that the Son sets free. It is. He's free indeed. God, we believe in you, Lord. Touch everybody on this line, every home, Lord, every family, God, that's represented here, Father. God, touch the unsaved loved ones, God. You see those unspoken requests. God, those, Lord, that said, pray for me, God. We pray for them, Father. Those that believe in you for complete healing, God. We pray and we believe, God. We're standing on your word. Those that need jobs, those that need ways made, God. Oh, Father, open doors that were shut in their face. Hallelujah, God. Only you can open the door that no man can shut, and you can shut a door that no man can open. We believe you, Father, and we stand on your word. You are an awesome God, and we bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Hallelujah, God. We bless you, Lord. You're awesome, God. No one can bless us like you. No one can do us like you. Pour out your spirit upon us, God. Pour it out, God, in the name of Jesus. Pour out wisdom, God. Give us strength, Lord, to be wise, Lord, to be watchful, to be prayerful, Lord. Help us to walk softly before you, Lord, that we know in whom we believe, that we know the way, that we know your voice, hallelujah. You said your sheep know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. So we thank you, Lord. In spite of the bad news that we hear, we got good news because we know you, Lord. We thank you, God. But we have God on our side, and we praise you, and we believe you, we acknowledge you in all our ways, so that you will continue to order and direct our steps. God, we believe it. Strengthen those that need strengthening, God. Encourage those that need encouragement tonight. Every pastor, every bishop, every minister, every lay person, Father, touch them. Every person of God, every person of faith, God's encourage somebody's heart tonight. Let them just stretch out on your word and wait on you. And God, we'll be so careful to give your name the continued praise and glory and honor that's due you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. And before we end this call, let's everybody say amen. And amen. And we give God the praise. If you're in agreement with that prayer, let's say amen. And we praise God. Hallelujah. If you're in agreement with that prayer, say, Lord, I thank you for the answer. I thank you, Lord God. Amen. Hallelujah. God, I receive your word tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. Amen. And I bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. I believe God is pleased tonight. I believe God is pleased with the word that we have received tonight. God orders our steps. Amen. We can get off the line tonight with that assurance, knowing that God has it all in control. Let go and let God. So praise God for every one of you again. Thank you for being on the Dream Team prayer line. Again, I want to say to you, just send me a text. Do something. Send something and just say, I was blessed. Not only that, I want you to help to light up the line even more. Invite someone. That's part of our job. That's part of your job, to be able to tell, let someone be blessed. Let someone else know that, hey, God can order your steps. You don't have to travel down a road and a dark road and you don't know where you're going. Help someone else to be free. Reach down and bring someone else to God, that God's name will be glorified. Will you do it? Amen. Amen. God bless you. I love you tonight, and I pray that you'll continue to be blessed. Continue to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. We're going to watch God change things. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. God bless you. Be blessed. Until next week, we say God bless you. You are loved. I love you. Amen and amen. Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Amen. Thank you.